This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the right. American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I want you involved, I want you engaged, I want you on it. You know, just really, seriously. Let's just make sure that you've got the right information, you're on it. I know, I've already started, we're kind of late. And again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. A lot of good stuff coming up tonight. We've got Rick Green's going to join us right after the first break. Always love when Rick is on. He goes fast. You better keep up. Actually, both of us go pretty fast. You better keep up. And then we've got, Dan Pilla, second hour. You got to know what's coming up in the taxes. Got to have a clue. Especially if they're small business owners, mom and pop shops. You want to make sure that you know, you've got the information so you don't get nailed. And then in the third hour, we're going to discuss, I was going to say taxes again. Why don't we keep going? Oh, no, I know what it was. Those pesky little technology guys today. The ones who think they're smarter than you, better than you. You know, Zuckerberg, the guy basically stole his company from somebody else, stole the idea. No scruples whatsoever. And I mean that. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732, and Rick joins me. It's going to be about the constitutional crisis. You know, SCOTUS is on trial for all intents and purposes, right? SCOTUS is at hand right now in the election. Think about it. These guys want to pack the court, make D.C. and Puerto Rico a state. This is a big deal. We're going to talk more about that with Rick Green when he comes on. You know, it's really interesting that the left-wing media is having a fit, and I mean a fit, over the fact that the president is using not just Air Force One, but the helicopter, right? Trump's campaign's use of the military helicopter, that raises ethics concerns. It also uses the, you know, Air Force jets as interceptors to make sure the president's safe. Well, that's what they're supposed to do. That's their job, no matter where he's at or what he's doing, even on his own personal time. But these same group of people never raised any concern at all. When Obama went overseas and made all those trips, his wife went in Air Force Two at times with 21 in her entourage. Right, at one point, what was that, $30-some-odd million dollars for her to take a shopping spree trip? With the Secret Service and others having to, but they had no problem with that. That was okay. Just amazing. It's not even a double standard. Because for all intents and purposes, there is no double standard. They have a standard by which they believe life should be, and anybody else that crosses over that, even if they've done it themselves, they're wrong, we're right. It's just amazing to me. Let's go to Kevin out of Chicago. Kevin, thanks for calling.
Hey there. Thanks for taking my thought. So when it comes to Trump, I just got to say, the fact that he didn't do anything about these big tech conglomerates like Google, like Facebook, he deserves to lose. Just for the simple fact that he had all this time and he did do nothing about it. He's allowing his supporters to get censored, get banned, and he hasn't done anything about it. If he thinks that moving the embassy to Jerusalem is going to ignite his fan base, that's his big talking point. Why move the embassy to Jerusalem?
Watch the language. Watch the language. Listen, who said that the moving the embassy to Jerusalem was the big deal? You must be voting for Biden. And in 40 years, even in the last 8 years or 9 years, what did he do to squelch big tech? Anything?
No, but that's not his job.
Well, he's running for office. We agree that they're a problem. Do you agree that they're a problem, Kevin?
Yes, I do agree, but the problem is that's not Trump saying
okay.
He's going to do
so,
something. This is what
so do we want Trump? Do we want Trump through
Trump
edict?
Election.
Hey, do we want Trump through edict to go ahead and wipe out the free speech of others, or do we want him to go through the process and remove this this Section 230 so that they can be sued, that they can be taken on?
I want him to break up the monopoly that is Google.
And they are working on it.
Not allow them to control the information.
Right.
Warfare.
And the DOJ is doing that right now as you're speaking. The DOJ is investigating Google as you and I are talking right now.
Yeah, but how many times do we hear Trump and his supporters and others talk about the peace plan in the Middle East and
that is a big deal. That's no big deal. But you don't find that to be a big deal? This is the first time that we've had this kind of peace in the Middle East, which means we're not spending all that money there. We can spend it here, right?
No, it's not. He's sending more money to Israel. He's not cutting off aid.
All right, so you're stuck on Israel. We're talking about the Middle East as a whole. But you're stuck on that he's sending money to Israel.
About how Netanyahu is controlling Trump. It's on tape.
But he's not.
Netanyahu was spying on us. They had spies in the yard, in the freaking front.
Hey, Kevin. I got some news. I got news for you, Kevin.
About it.
Kevin, we're spying on them. We're spying on the Russians. We're spying on the Germans. Okay? This is a normal thing that's been going on for decades. It's nothing new.
Come on. If that was Russia implanting chips and spying on us, it would be front page.
We spy on them, too. All right. Got to let you go because we're going to commercial. Joe Messina, your host. I want to thank Kevin for calling. I love hearing arguments like that. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Rick Green joins me after the break. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Caused an explosion. Is this true?
Yes, it's true. This man has no...
We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, and I do appreciate the time that you're involved, that you're engaged, that you're actually doing something. Get away, push away from the Facebook keyboard. You saw it today. Is it going to do you any good? These people aren't going to help you out. So just stop. All right? If you really want to make a difference, you need to get on the phone with your buddies in the neighborhood, with your friends. Everybody has some kind of email list or some kind of text list, and let people know who you're voting for and why. Find out if they need a ride to the polls. You know, a lot of Republicans are waiting, and they're going to the polls and that kind of thing. You know what? Just make sure you show up. The bottom line is just make sure you show up and know what the rules are. Some of you are going to wait to this weekend to drop your ballots in the mail. You're out of your mind. So do some work, do some research,
Find out what the heck is going on. I know somebody knows a heck of a lot more than I do about all this stuff. Rick Green joins me, as he does pretty much every other week. I always appreciate his time with me. And, man, Brother Rick, this is a great time to know what the Constitution has to say about these things, isn't it?
Well, it's definitely a great time to know the duty and responsibility we are given by the Constitution. People that say they love the Constitution, well, now's your chance to show some love. Live out your duty under the Constitution, which is to vote. So it's kind of exciting to see these last couple of days, people paying attention that wouldn't normally pay attention. It's not exciting to see how, bloody it's getting out there and how ugly it's getting out there. But, man, we've got a clash of worldviews right now. This is a split nation. There's no doubt about it. You can't, we could be Pollyanna and say, hey, we're all just one people. We're one nation. Why can't we just all get along? But it ignores the fact that there is a clash of worldviews, and one of those worldviews has got to win. You can't keep this up.
No, it's a big, people don't realize it is a big ideological difference. It truly is a difference between socialism, borderline communism, not just capitalism, but freedom and liberty.
Yeah.
People don't realize what this really means. I mean, we're living it in California. We're having power outages on a daily basis, right? I mean, seriously, we've got people who Governor Newsom, I don't know if you read that he now come down with a new edict on how we can get together for holidays. No more than three families. No more than so many families can get together, because a lot of people go to parks during the holidays around here. So it is scary. And people are falling in line with it. He needs to be sued. Somebody needs to take action. This is out of control. But it'll all be fixed November 4th, Rick.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, no, listen, this is the kind of thing where, people, if you can't see it, let me just lay it out for you. Let me just paint the picture for you in terms of the choice you have on Tuesday. The two different worldviews, the two different philosophies. If you like the idea of government being able to tell you with force, like not just suggest this to you, but actually say, we're going to enforce this on you. This is a mandate from the government. You have to choose which of your children you love the most and let them come over for Thanksgiving. So if you have four kids with families, nope, that's too many according to Newsom and all his wisdom. And so you have to choose who you love the most, and the government is going to tell you how many people can be seated around your table at Thanksgiving, and even going to tell you how to restructure your house and your seating chart. It is unbelievable, and that's just one example. They're now telling you when you can leave your house, when and how you can worship, whether or not you can even sing songs at your church, whether or not your church can meet. I mean, you just go right down the line, and then these same people who think government can tell you how to organize your Thanksgiving lunch are refusing to do the job of government to keep us safe from rioters and looters and actually protect private property, which is a proper function of government, one of the few things they should be doing, and they're letting these thugs back out on the street every day to come back and riot night after night after night in Pennsylvania. Of course, in Philadelphia, it's for really good cause. I mean, the police had the gall to defend themselves against a guy charging them with a knife. I can't imagine why they didn't just shoot him in the leg like Joe Biden said, which is, if you watch the video.
I don't know, Rick.
Ridiculously impossible.
Twitter's going to censor us because, you're pushing out that false narrative that there were actually violence going on last night in Philly because, the governor came out and said that they're just peaceful protesters.
Right.
They're really not.
Yeah, ask the Chick-fil-A and the Foot Locker and the Walmart and the dozens of other stores wiped out. And now he finally has declared a national, emergency disaster. It's just unbelievable, Joe. And the thing is, it's a gift. It's a blessing to the American people to see this nuttiness, this craziness on display, because you and I have been talking about this literally for more than a decade and saying this stuff is out there. It's underneath the surface for what most people see. And so they thought we were crazy when we were telling them this is the kind of nonsense being taught to your kids. But now they're seeing it on full display. The left is in all of these public offices, so the narrative continues to be this craziness. And the children have been taught this, so they're rioting in the streets. So, hey, it's time to wake up. If this doesn't wake you up and make you realize we have got to once again stand for freedom, stand for principles, speak truth, and not ignore our government. The government's not going to ignore you, even on Thanksgiving and Christmas, so you better start paying attention year-round and doing your job as a citizen. And we're not asking for much. You know, we challenge people to spend a couple of hours a week studying freedom, sharing it with other people, you know, donate to good causes and candidates. We're not asking people to do that much to save the country. Lives, yeah. Fortune, sacred honor, but just a little bit of each of those.
Hey, look at my mantra every week is if our founding fathers had the attitude, oh, you know, I got a job, my boss isn't really going to be happy with this, you know, that kind of stuff, we'd be under rule by the Queen right now. It'd be that simple. And you know, again, back to the Philly riots for a second, I think this stuff is going to ultimately help Trump. All right, there are so many people walking away from the Democrats, and there are just so many people that have been Democrats for life. They go, you know what? I've had it. I don't know what's going on. I'm voting red all the way down the line. Everybody's concerned about how many ballots that come back. I'm looking at numbers that say, you know, 6 to 8% of Democrats voting, you know, in some of the polls they've done, are voting for Trump. So don't think just because all these Democrat ballots came back that Joe Biden's getting in. You agree?
Yeah, I mean, look, this is if this election were fully accountable and truly an election of integrity, man, this would be the biggest blowout since Reagan Mondale. In fact, I'm not sure that Biden would even win Delaware. I think it could be a 50-state sweep. You know, maybe he'd get District of Columbia. But they are going to steal this in some of the states. There's no doubt about it. And so the question is, can they steal it in enough states that they could actually make this close enough to get it tied up in the courts? But, I mean, gosh, Joe, you see it all over California right now. Trump rallies like crazy. You know, and I'm not saying he could win California, but he could win California, man. I mean, I'm not kidding. There's that much of enthusiasm out there for this guy. And look, the Democrats know that they're, you know, Kamala Harris is her running mate is.
We got to go for a quick break, but listen, Kamala Harris can't get 200 people in a room. Think about that while we're on break. We'll be back in a minute. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. Rick Green will be with us right afterwards. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mazzini here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless them.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Hurricane Zeta is now battering the Gulf Coast. The storm made landfall in Louisiana Wednesday afternoon as a Category 2 hurricane, bringing with it wind gusts of over 110 miles an hour and leaving at least 300,000 people without power. Areas along the coast also reported flooding of up to 5 feet in some areas as the storm surge came ashore. The storm is moving quickly and is expected to bring high winds and heavy rains to the Atlanta area early Sunday morning before moving into the Appalachians. Tropical storm warnings have been issued for 6 states, extending for 600 miles inland. Stocks fell sharply on Wednesday as investors reacted to rising numbers of COVID cases across the globe. The Dow Jones Industrial Average sank 943 points to close in the red for the fourth straight day. The S&P 500 lost 119 points, or 3.5%, while the NASDAQ fell nearly 4%. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
We're back. Always appreciate the time you spend with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I do appreciate the time you're spending with us. Get involved, get engaged. Listen, give up a cup, one cup of coffee. Give it up, okay, because they don't like you anyhow. That expensive place you're going to, they could care less about you. All right, and I want you to text, all one word, GOJOE to 77948. GOJOE, 77948. It's a way for you to throw a few bucks at the show because, as you saw today, these social media platforms, they're not helping us. They're not letting us get the message out at all. I have switched over to Parler and Spreely. They're the only two platforms right now that are moving, that are cranking, and our information, our messages are getting out. So I'd encourage you to at least check them out, if nothing else. Rick Green is with me. I love when this guy's with me. We get so much information really quick. And Rick Reed is not only with Wall Builders, but Patriot Academy. Listen, before we get into this and get, you know, down the road, tell people about the Constitutional Coach class, how they can take it, how they can get involved. And the class that a lot of my listeners that you're stealing from me on Monday night are going over and listening to it. It's wonderful, by the way. So.
Oh, it's the largest Constitution class in history. We've got over 11,000 signed up for it.
Wow.
We're just doing it's a Monday night live class, and then we also play the videos from our 6-week course that we license people to be able to use, and they can get it for free and then open up their homes and do it. But what we're doing right now is doing it for everybody together. So every Monday night we're on for about 2 hours. We watch the videos together, and then we do Q&A, and we've had David Barton one night and Tim Barton another night, and it's just a great way to come together with people across the country and actually walk through the Constitution. Monday we went through the enumerated powers of Congress, what can Congress actually do, and next Monday night, not by any great design on my part, I don't know how this happened, just luck or providence won, we're actually covering the presidency the night before the election, so it just happens to be the week that we're doing that. But anyway, so it's a great time, and it's the kind of thing, Joe, you and I were talking off air about this, and we've got to get people thinking past the election. I mean, once the election's over, I mean, obviously Tuesday's huge, everybody needs to vote, we'll talk about that, but we also need to be thinking, what are you going to do after the election? What are action steps that you can take to be the catalyst for a restoration of biblical and constitutional principles right there in your community? What can you do to help preserve freedom? And there are so many things you can do. And that's what we do at Constitution Coach, is help just give you the intellectual ammunition that you need and the tools that you need to peaceably bring about a wonderful, wonderful change in our country.
And you've got to have the information. I tell people all the time, you have to have the information and know what you're stepping out on to be true. And again, when you have the knowledge and you're responding to somebody, you've got more of an authority going on. You've got more of a surety going on that they know you know what you're talking about. And I've had so many people back down and back away when you tell them or when you correct them and show them where it says it. It's almost like a Bible thing, right? When people come off the top with it, you go, no, that's not in the Bible. This is what the Bible says. And you help them out. And that's what we need to do. We need to make sure we're not just throwing terms out at people that don't mean anything. It makes me crazy. You know, I was thinking about something.
Yeah, man.
When you were talking and about how they squelch in our freedoms, you can fly on a plane. How many people on a plane? 200-300?
Yeah.
My understanding right now is there's no 6-foot distancing in the plane. Everybody has to wear a mask, and yet I can't go to church. Help me understand. I'm not too smart.
It's like that across. I mean, it's so, there's no consistency. There's rampant hypocrisy in the rules that are given. There's no common sense at all. I mean, that has been thrown out the window without question. And so it's just like you're saying, to not do, it's the old medical thing, right? Do no harm. I mean, they're doing so much harm right now by not actually basing things on truth and actually looking at the science and looking at the data and making informed decisions and looking at the big picture. And instead, everybody's just in this overreaction mode where it's all based on feelings and emotion. And so we're making crazy rules for everybody and handing over our freedom to these government dictators. So you nailed it. I mean, it's not complicated. Truth, folks. You got to come back to truth. You got to look at what the facts are. In the Declaration of Independence, you don't get the life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness without starting with truth. We hold these truths to be self-evident. And so we have to start there with every policy. We have to look at what the trade-offs are. You know, when you say, hey, we're going to save some lives, but we're going to shut down the entire economy and then lose more lives on the other side of that. I don't know how many now I'm hearing about that didn't get the mammograms, didn't get the checkups, and therefore they're losing years of their life because they didn't discover the cancer or they didn't take care of the heart disease or whatever it was. 8 months into this, man, the cost is off the charts, and that's what happens when you just hand all this over to the government, something we've never done in our history. I didn't mean to go down that rabbit trail.
No.
Today is the big day, man, and the difference of philosophy is clear. Joe Biden has told us he will shut down the country again. He will do a national mask mandate. He's tried to walk that back now and say, well, that probably wouldn't be constitutional, but I'll just get the governors in a room and twist their arms and convince them to do it. A national mask, you're going to make everybody wear a mask everywhere they go. I mean, these people are so foolish, they think you should wear a mask when you're jogging by yourself with no one close to you. It's insane. Anyway, they also want to shut down your business. They don't want you to be able to go to work. So if you like government telling you how many people can come to Thanksgiving, if you like them shutting down your business, if you like them forcing you to wear a mask, then vote Democrat on Tuesday. Those are your people. If you like freedom and you want to wear a mask maybe, but you don't want government making you wear a mask and you want to choose when you wear a mask and you want to actually be with your family on Thanksgiving or Christmas, you might ought to vote Republican. If you want to actually open up your business and have a little freedom, then you probably ought to vote for Donald Trump, and you probably ought to vote for Republican congressmen and senators, because they're the ones that are saying, hey, enough is enough. Let's get back to freedom and stop this tyranny.
All right, let's go to some of the constitutional voting days or what have you, because you've got states everywhere throwing around extensions. One state that I can't remember the name of the state, but it might be 3 weeks out before they actually count the votes. They're allowing extensions up to 3 weeks. So votes are supposed to be in by a certain date, correct? There is a day set aside.
Well, in fact, let's just ask this question of the audience. Do you think it's a good idea in a constitutional republic to actually have rules that are voted on by the representatives of the people in a non-emotional way, like during a legislative session when there's not an election going on, there's not a pandemic, there's not craziness going on, and so they're able to debate, they're able to have committee hearings, they're able to discuss it for weeks, sometimes months at a time, and then come up with a voting schedule, come up with the rules for how you vote, come up with the deadlines for when votes can be in. whatever. I mean, that sounds like a pretty good idea to do that in a legislative session, which is why that's how it's done all across the country. The Constitution, specifically in Article 1, Section 4, gives that power to the state legislatures initially. Now, the feds can step in, and it does say they can step in and pass laws to create some uniformity and whatnot, but it's mostly left up to the states. And so we've done that. Every state has done that. They've fought through all of these scenarios. And now, all of a sudden, at the last minute, I mean, like, literally in the last 30 days of an election, they throw it into chaos, allowing drive-through voting. They're creating new voting methods without any debate with the legislature, without any process. It is rampant for fraud. Now, the good news is, I mean, we did get one good decision. Wisconsin was trying to extend, I think, a week or 2 weeks or something past the voting deadline, and the U.S. Supreme Court, before Amy Coney Barrett was on it, I know the left is saying, it's Amy Coney Barrett, she's trying to steal the election for Trump. She wasn't even part of this. It was 5-3 without her. So that was a good decision, you know, hope, and it just followed the law. It just simply said, hey, guys, you got to follow the law. And now I saw that's suddenly stealing the election. I just, oh, man, follow the law, follow the Constitution, so that we can have some confidence, right, that we've got an election that is a rightful result and a just result instead of something that's been made up in the middle of chaos.
This is proof positive that people have forgotten how important it is, not just to vote, but the sacred right that we have of voting. We've been unless you've been in a coma, you know that there's going to be issues. You knew that there was going to be problems, right? So you get these ballots and turn them around immediately. Go down and do what you have to do. But we're now treating this so willy-nilly when it comes to voting. People have given up their lives in wars, our founding fathers. This is a sacred thing that people in other countries would truly die to have the right to vote. And we treat it like it's no big deal. It's very disheartening at times, you know?
Well, in fact, you just said something that is so important. I was just speaking at a college campus yesterday and the day before, and, you know, 5,000 students, and telling them the exact same thing and saying, look, people died for this constitutional republic, for this system of government where you actually get to choose your leaders. And you don't realize it because you've had that right, or your family's had that right your whole life. But most people that ever lived on the planet did not have that right.
That's right.
A unique freedom that we have. Let's make sure that we're using it.
Talk to a relative or a loved one like my aunt who came here from fascist Italy. And she feels so bad for this country. We're going for a break. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. We're going to talk in depth about what's going to go down on Tuesday with Rick when we come back.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting, alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Is the theory of the Mobius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop from which there is no escape.
We are back. Joe Mazzini, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. The next hour, Dan Pilla is going to join me. We're going to talk about some of the hooks that some of you small businessmen are going to run into with the, you know, some of you who took the money, the PPP money and what have you. And, you know, you got to pay attention, people. When you get this money, when the government's involved, there's all kinds of little hooks. So unless there's total amnesty or total forgiveness, you guys need to understand what you're up against and what you're looking at and what the IRS is going to be looking at your bank accounts and what have you, for those of you who did take that money to keep your businesses afloat. Anyhow, Rick Green joins me with the Patriot Academy. Always appreciate his time with me. And again, a lot of you who get my email, if you sign up for my email, you won't have to worry about, you know, hustling to try to get online. I give you all the information to get online with the Constitution class that he's doing every Monday night. And Rick, why don't you give people information about that real quick, and then we'll move on to what we're going to talk about.
You bet. Real easy right there at ConstitutionCoach.com. Just click on those buttons to sign up for a class, and you'll get the option to sign up for this national class. We've got 3 weeks left, and you can even get access to the recordings for the first 3 weeks. And then you can start your own class right there in your living room or online or at your church or wherever it is.
Not in California.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, I can't get together in California. You have to be online. Unless you call it Thanksgiving dinner and only invite, what did he say, three people, three families, two families?
Oh, we could do, constitutional protest? We could do one of those.
I love it. Yes, just call it a protest every week. That's essentially what it is anyway. You're petitioning your government for a redress of grievances, exercising your First Amendment rights right there together, man.
Right here in California. Oh, my God. I think we should let California go. I just think we should carve them off, let them go. Anyway, so let's get to this, though. We have Tuesday night's coming up, and, you know, we've got a, probably truly, I know we've said it before, but seriously, one of the most important elections, maybe the history of this country. We've got a guy that can't figure out whether he's running for Senate or running for president. He doesn't know whether he's running against George Bush or Donald Trump. He's talking about rotating judges through the federal system, that the Supreme Court judges should not be there, and for life, and for balance, we need to move them through the system, all the judges. Where do they come up with this? This is... You can't find this in the Constitution. You can't even bend it enough to find this, can you?
Well, I may disagree with you for the first time in a while, Joe. I actually like the idea of decreasing the power in the U.S. Supreme Court and having them only there for a limited amount of time. So I don't know what Biden actually said. I haven't heard that speech yet. I love the fact that the left is freaking out over the fact that the conservatives finally have control of the court. I don't think we have to rotate around to for this particular court to put the court back in its proper place. But over time, I would be all for a constitutional amendment that limited the number of years that someone could serve on the Supreme Court instead of having this quote-unquote for good behavior, which has become for life. And so maybe now that we have a 5-3 with Roberts out there, depending on what he has for breakfast, deciding which side he's on, maybe now that the left knows they don't have control of the court anymore, they will actually support the idea that, hey, the court is not the place to make policy. I love the fact that Amy Coney Barrett said over and over again. The court is not a policy-making branch. That is the job of the legislature. So anyway, all of that to say, I actually think we need some changes in that regard. And the idea of a Supreme Court justice not being there for 30 or 40 years, I think is actually a good idea. The only reason Biden's saying it is because they're freaking out over the fact that conservatives have actually taken over the court.
Well, I think the only thing that you and I really disagreed on was I wanted to draw and quarter people for not following, and you said that really wasn't the direction to go in. So I don't know about that. But go back to the old way of doing things. Maybe it'd be a good deterrent. I don't know, but
you might fit in better with the old, the original Mayor Daley, whenever the riots started in Chicago, and he said, hey, he went on the news and said, we're going to shoot you if you're rioting. And they stopped. Imagine that. Instead of these mayors going,
bring back the water cannons. What's the problem here? Right? They get a little wet. They get a little cold. No big deal. But
it is unbelievable that we will let them rob a store, kill people. They've done that. They shot kids.
Yep.
We'll let them do all of this, and then literally we're letting them back out onto the streets the very next day.
Yep.
And look, hey, this is a totally different ball game than I can't stand it when people try to mix history and say, you wouldn't have wanted Martin Luther King to be able to march with his protests. He was adamantly peaceful.
Yep.
They did not ever riot with an MLK group. You had to sign a piece of paper committing to peace and actually committing to think like Jesus Christ, speak like Christ, and have love in your heart like Christ. That was the MLK protest.
Yep.
If you want to talk about some of the other protests that were the communists trying to, just like they're doing right now, trying to hijack what were peaceful protests where the black community was trying to simply be able to have equal rights in some of these states that were not allowing for that. And fortunately, whites were marching with MLK. But for people to claim that that's what's happening right now is just an outright lie.
Well, it's kind of the same, right? You've got white people that are also smashing windows at Target to get TV sets. I don't know. They're working together.
You're right. They are marching with them. Yes. You have thugs that are, these liberal Antifa spoiled brat kids that have come come to these colleges and been taught that they have a right to do this, and that this is that the American system is so broken, this critical race theory, you know, you have to destroy the system in order to save it, and so nothing's worse, Joe, than these spoiled brat white kids screaming in the face of a black cop and calling him every name in the book and calling him a racist. I mean, give me a break. They don't care about racial reconciliation.
No.
All they care about is destruction. They want to destroy America, and people got to stop falling for it. Let's actually live out MLK's dream. Let's judge each other based on the content of our character, not the color of our skin. And the content of the character of these looters and rioters is lousy, and they need to be put in jail.
You know, you and I, you got a question from the chat room right now, and you and I had talked about this a long time ago, where we were talking about, you know, a constitutional convention, reopen it up, and I said, no, I don't, I mean, they elected this guy Obama twice, so I'm not really, I'm really sure I'm okay with this. But we have a question from the chat room that said, you know, they're wanting to allow the Virginia Constitution to be opened up for some frivolous thing. He said, I voted no. I don't want to give them permission to open up the VA Constitution because once it's open, they could do some serious damage, couldn't they?
Well, as far as the Virginia Constitution, I'm not sure I would support that right now either, with considering who's in charge there,
right,
and just what that process would be for modifying the Constitution of Virginia. I don't know their process real well. I mean, in Texas, we do amendments to the Constitution literally every year. I mean, no kidding, because there's so many things you have to amend the Constitution to be able to do with regard to all kinds of subjects. But in terms of the U.S. Constitution, I don't trust, it's not that I trust people, there's no people I trust, but I do trust the process and the wisdom of the Founding Fathers on how this is done. And you have to have some level of trust in the system and in the structures that we put in place. And when those structures are torn down, you have to rebuild them, and you gotta strengthen those structures. And so right now, our system, our structures of federalism have been chipped away at for so long that they're really weak, and they need some reinforcement. And so I'm not for a constitutional convention. I'm for a convention of states that the Constitution actually authorizes. It's a specific tool put into the Constitution by the guys that gave us the Constitution, and we need to use it in order to push back against this out-of-control federal government.
And they are, yes, and they are out of control. I'm hoping Tuesday changes all that. All right, Kate, give me some thoughts. Give me your thoughts. I'll give you like 3 minutes here. Give me your thoughts on Tuesday night. Let people know how important this is. You are talking about two totally different lifestyles, two totally different universes, depending on who wins, right?
Without question. I mean, this is a clash of worldviews that will impact generations to come. This is a critical, critical moment. This is not cliche at all to say it's the most important election of our lifetimes. We've never had such a clear difference where one side is telling us they are for the destruction of our Constitution, the destruction of our system. They are anti-American. They believe that we're, you know, should have, as Biden said, a very dark winter. It's a depressing view. It's a view that is anti-American and against everything that our American value system stands for. And then on the other side, you have a team that is saying, hey, we believe in America. We know there's the good, the bad, and the ugly. We know we're not perfect, but we are working hard to become a more perfect union. We don't believe that government should be able to dictate to you every little thing you do in your life. We believe in individuals. We believe in the free market. That is a very different perspective. And the other side is not just saying, oh, we want a few regulations here and there. This is no longer a debate over how big government should be. This is a debate over whether or not you should literally have a socialist, communist government in the United States of America. That's the debate right now. And if you vote Democrat, you are voting for a socialist, communist agenda. There is no question about it. Kamala Harris has been very clear about it. Mm-hmm. Joe Biden has denied it, but it's right there in his platform and everything that he's standing for, and I'm not sure he has any idea what he's for from day to day. But on the other side, you have a very clear pro-Constitution, pro-free enterprise, pro-individual liberty, pro-religious liberty agenda. And it's not just philosophy. It's not just on paper. This president has followed through on exactly what he said he would do in the first 4 years. I believe he'll do that again for the second 4 years. And it is the most important election of our lifetime. So, friends, go vote. Stand in line as long as you have to stand in line. If you complain about having to stand in line for 2 hours, you're spitting on the grave of all those men and women that died for you to have the right to do it. Get out there and have some courage. Get some backbone. Go stand in line. Go vote for the good guys that are going to save our country.
And if you'll stand in line three hours for a video game or a movie, I'll be disgusted if you won't stand in line to vote. Anyway, Rick, God bless. Thanks for what you do. I'm your host. We'll be back in a little bit.